trusting tonight? Can you rely on your God? Lift your hands and thank Him. Thank you, Father. Father, you are a God that we can rely on and depend upon. You've never let us down, nor ever will you let us down. Your word is true. Heaven and earth may pass away, but your word is always true. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, tell somebody you're glad they're here tonight, and you may be seated. Glory to God. Give this worship team a great big hand clap. Amen. I don't know where you came from, and I've been, you know, now some churches I came from, I was the worship leader, so I definitely know that we have better worship and leaders and singers than we had in the churches I was at. But we've got some outstanding musicians and singers, and praise the Lord, we're so blessed. We are so blessed. Amen. I know in doing some traveling ministry from time to time, in times back, I used to carry my guitar with me just in case, because you never knew what kind of atmosphere you're going to have to get up behind. Amen. And one of the songs we'd just sing We Exalt Thee if we couldn't do anything else, just to kind of set the atmosphere a little bit. But praise the Lord, it's so easy. And like Pastor said this morning, there's no other place that I'd rather preach than right here at Rhema Bible Church. You are the best congregation in the whole world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give yourself a hand clap. Clap for your neighbor on that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bible, open up to Psalm 136. I've just been, you know, how many of you know for some folks, this time of the year is a great time. For other folks, it's not so great of a time. And part of the reason I think that we get to that place is that we don't maintain an attitude of gratitude all the time. You know, we've got so much to be thankful for. Now, you know, you say, well, this has happened this year, and this one, you know, I lost this one. Well, was that loved one, did that loved one you lost, were they a Christian? Well, thank God for it. Amen? Thank God for it. And thank God that for all the different, you know, in things, in the midst of things, we're encouraged to thank God. In fact, in teaching on prayer many times, you know, I'd hear Brother Hagin saying, and we teach it here at the school, that the highest form of prayer is the prayer of thanksgiving and praise. It's not where we come to ask God for anything. We just come to thank God. You know, how many of you are glad we can ask God? We can come to God with our needs. We can talk to God. We can be real with God, tell Him where we are and what's going on and what it is we have need of. And He's able to handle it. Glory to God. I don't know about you. I've never come to God and shocked Him. Never caught Him off guard. You know, you don't go to God and He's like, oh, I hadn't thought of that one. No, thank God. God knows. He knows our status. Glory to God. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows exactly where we are. But you know, we can always maintain this attitude of thanksgiving to God. And that's just what I want to talk about here briefly tonight. Psalm 136 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endures forever. This is the psalm that's known for that phrase, for His mercy endures forever. But I want you to notice how he starts it off with, let's thank God for it. Let's thank God for His mercy. Amen. I know a lot of folks, you know, here, they're hoping Jesus comes back real quick. Amen. But I want you to know, I'm glad He didn't come back before I mercifully was born again. And you know, there's a whole group of people, there's multitudes of people out there that it's because of the mercy of God that Jesus hasn't come back yet. Amen. And you know, I thank God that He's given us everything that we have need, and because of His mercy, He's given us everything we need to live in these times. I know this is a, you know, I'm 60 years old, about to be 61 next month, and I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime. Some of the things going on and the things that are going on around the world, you know, and at different times. But you know, each generation has its calamity, it seems like, because that's how the world system operates. The devil keeps, he beat you down with this. Well, that didn't get, let me try this. He just constantly wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But our God is merciful. Our God is good to us. And we ought to be thanking God. Now, I said attitude of gratitude or an attitude of thanksgiving. Here's the thing about an attitude. An attitude is by definition, a mental position that you take before something happens. It's what you bring with you mentally in your thought and your attitude when as you enter into. Now, you know, around here, Pastor Hagen likes it, and we like to talk about, we enjoy sports, played sports growing up, and did all kinds of things of that sort. But you know, some folks don't win because they don't think they have the wrong attitude. They don't succeed because they think we're going to lose already. Amen. They think, or, you know, they take the wrong attitude. You know, in coaching kids and growing up in T-ball, I got to coach a lot of the young guys here. Pastor's grandsons, Bill's son, my son, coached them playing basketball here in the boys club. And, you know, it's just, we go out there, we expected to win. We expect to do well. We expect to play our best. And another thing I always said, let's have fun. Now, they had a lot more fun than I did. Because I don't know what I'm going, you know, I'm going crazy over there on the sidelines. Pastors tell me all the time, just calm down. I'm going crazy. If he's telling me to calm down, you know I'm going crazy. Because he's more competitive than me. But, you know, we wanted to go out there and win. Because we serve a winning God. Amen. But and telling them and getting mindset and carrying that on throughout here back in the early 2000s, we had a golf team here at Rhema Bible College, and I got to coach them. And you know, it was interesting in coaching golfers. Some people, you know, how many of you played golf before? And you know a little bit about this. You know, if you walk up there to the hole, and we had a guy that helped us that was actually a certified PGA professional, teaching professional, and he talked to me. He said, you look out there, and he said, some people look out there and they see the bunkers, they see the out of bounds, they see the trees, but I look out there and I see the opportunity. Amen. You know, you got to stand up there and you got to think, okay, I don't even see that water. I'm going over the water. I'm not even concerned about the water. I'm not concerned about that. It's the attitude. Well, one of the things that we need to have at the forefront of our thinking is thankfulness. Thankfulness. Amen. You know, when you're thankful for everything. Thankful people are not demanding people. I've seen people that demand this, demand that, and they're not thankful for anything. But on the other hand, when you're not demanding, you can be thankful for everything. I'm not saying don't be expectant. How many of you know we're supposed to be expectant? That's faith. Hope and faith working together. I mean, that's faith. We expect. But yet, where's our thankfulness? Sometimes, you know, Pastor's book on the power of praise, and he talks about that. How many of you ever seen a balance like this where you put weights in, you balance like this? When our thanksgiving equals our asking, then we got a powerful thing going on. Right? Well, you know, how about if we load up the thanksgiving side before we ever even start the asking? What if we keep it loaded up? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. I thank you, Lord. You are the Lord of lords, and your mercy endures forever. You know, Jesus did this, and he's our example. Let's look at Matthew chapter 11. Jesus practiced giving thanks to God. You know, so many times we catch ourselves not being thankful because we think we need something else. We think there's something else we need in order. If I just had this, then boy, I would be thankful to God. But you know, many times in the Bible, when people would come to God and they said, "Well, I don't," he would ask them, or he would have his people ask, "What do you already have?" You remember when Moses said, "God, I go in there and say, how are they going to believe me?" He said, "Moses, what do you have in your hand?" He said, "I've got a rod." He said, "Throw it down." It became a snake, a serpent, right? He told Moses, "Pick it up." Well, that took faith. How many of you, that's more faith than you really want to try right there. But anyway, he told him to pick it up. He already had it in his hand. That widow came to the prophet and said, you know, we're in debt. They're coming to take. He goes, what do you have in the house? Oh, I just got a little bit of oil. He said, go borrow a few pots and borrow not a few. And they went and borrowed pots. She started pouring. He said, pour into those others, sell that oil and pay off your debt and live off the rest. Whew, if they'd have went into the pot making business. Amen. What do you have? We need to be thankful for it. Here's Jesus just talking here in Matthew 11, verse 25. And he's talking about, the revelation that he's been given out. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. I wrote in my Bible, I underlined the word babes, and I wrote, that's me. How about you? Are you hungry for revelation of God? Amen. So if he's handing it out and you got to become like a baby to get it, I'm coming. Okay, but notice, Jesus, I thank you, O Father. Look at Matthew 26. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 27. Here is at the Lord's table, what we call the Lord's table, celebrating the Passover here with them. Notice this. He took the cup, it says, and gave thanks. And gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Who's he giving thanks to? God. Now remember, he knows exactly what that cup represents. It represents what he's about to do. Give his life. And notice he's giving thanks to God. He's thanking God. He gave thanks for that cup. Thanks for that fruit of the vine. Thanks for all that it represented. Remember later in the garden what he said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But he'd already drank it. And aren't you glad, not only this cup, but the cup of our redemption, he drank it till it was dry. There's not one drop needs to be drunk. He did it all. Hallelujah. Look at John 11. Now here's one that I really enjoy. Here in John chapter 11, you know, Lazarus has died. Jesus kept telling his disciples, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. They said, well, if he's asleep, why are we making this big deal about it? He finally had to be blunt with him, said, Lazarus is dead. But he said, we're going. And they showed up there, and of course, Mary and Martha came out and talked to him, and he had told them to take away the stone. And Martha told him, you know, one of my favorite King James verses, verse 39 says, by this time he stinketh. I just like saying that. I think it's funny. You know, that's my elementary child in me that likes that one. But look at verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I thank you that you're not going to, but you've already heard me. I thank you, Lord. And he goes on to say, I just said this so those here would know and believe in you, and believe that they believe in me that you have sent me. I thank you. You know, we won't take time to read, but when Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he gave thanks for it, blessed it, and broke it. Let's look at the book of Revelation. You know, Thanksgiving is something that goes on in heaven. You might as well get ready. That's going to be our home, right? Well, you know, brother, I'm just thankful in my heart. I've got a praise in my heart. Well, Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Amen. I think we ought to be vocal with our praise and our thanksgiving to God. Now say when? Not for other people's benefit, not to impress people, but are you thanking God when you're driving in your car? Are you thanking God? Hallelujah. You know, you can be thankful for a lot of things. Sometimes, you know, when you travel different places in the world, you get real thankful for things we have here. Amen. I mean, we were in Kenya this summer, and a couple places that we went to and were staying, the hot water didn't work very well, but we had water. We But it was in the our summer, there's their winter, and it was getting cool at night. And we're getting back there at night trying to take showers early in the morning. It's like 50 degrees, and that water was about the same. Because it's heated by the heated, but the electric, it's got an electric heater in the room, but I couldn't get mine to work. Wouldn't turn on, but I had water. Because I had been there before when all the water got shut off. Had my brother-in-law, who's a pastor in Illinois, he was with me one time. He's in the shower, got his head all soaked up. Boom, water gone. He came back to the room. They had a little pitcher in there. I put him by the sink, just poured it over his head. He got rid. But you know, you thank God. I thank God just to have water. Amen. Glory to God. How many of you are glad this morning when you woke up, you didn't have to make oxygen to breathe? It was already there. Hallelujah. All right, did you find Revelation chapter 4? All right, look at verse 9. Talking about these four beasts that are there. And it said, and when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever. See, in heaven, these heavenly beings, heavenly hosts giving thanks to God. Look over in chapter 7. Look at the angels here in verse 11 and 12. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. He said, now, brother, we just had Thanksgiving. I know we just had Thanksgiving. But that's not the only time we should be thankful. Look at chapter 11 of Revelation. Look at verse, here's the 24 elders, verse 16. And the 24 elders, that's 24 of them, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are and was and are to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. Giving God thanks. Excuse me. Thanking him for who he is. He is the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord. Put the next scripture up that I said I was going to. There we go. Ephesians 5. I want to make sure I was going in the same order I gave you. Look at Ephesians 5. Us Holy Ghost Pentecostals like this scripture here. We like this, you know. But let's notice something about it. Ephesians 5:18, starting there, says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name, giving thanks, what? Always, always, not just on the holidays. Always, for all things. You know, sometimes, now, he never in the Bible does it say we should give thanks for the devil, all right? No, we're not thankful for the devil. But you know, we need to be thankful for people. Look at Ephesians 1 real quick here. This one, I don't know about you. I won't talk about you. I'll talk about me. Sometimes I struggle with people. I'm just trying to figure out what in the world, how, what. Amen. I mean, some people that sat in the same classes I sat in here at Rhema, that grew up in the same part of the country I grew up in, the same small town. We played baseball here. We did things. I grew up and you know, just different things, people, other things than that, and then other people that I knew from around. And our thinking sometimes, it gets so, how? I don't get it. I struggle with that. But you know, I found this, the only thing that can help, that helps me. I don't know if it helps them or not, but it helps me. If I'll start thanking God for them, it changes the entire attitude I have about that kind of stuff. Amen. Now, you know, some folks, you know, I'm thanking God for my distance. I don't listen to them anymore. How many of you know there's certain television programs I don't watch anymore? There's certain news programs I don't watch anymore. You know what I'm saying? I had to do that. You say, well, how do you find out what's going on? You know, it's amazing how you can find out what's going on and not ever watch any of that. And I'm a whole lot happier. And my wife's a whole lot happier. Because I'm having conversations with the people giving the news on the TV and they can't hear me, but I'm telling them anyway. Now, I know none of you do that. Now, come on. Is it just me? No. All right. Ephesians 1, verse 16. Look what Paul said here. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, he goes on to say what he prays, that they would have wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. He's praying for people that don't have the same wisdom and revelation that he does, but he's praying that they would get it concerning these things. But notice he said, first of all, he started with, I give thanks for you. Because thanksgiving reigns in my wrong attitude towards people. Amen? And when I start thanking God for people and I start mentioning their names, I call their names in prayer, that these things, if they don't know Jesus, I pray that God would send laborers forth into their path. If they do know Jesus, I pray that these things would come to pass in their life. And then I don't have to stop and try to figure out why or how these differences and these things that just basically bother me come up. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Thanksgiving. An attitude of thanksgiving. Paul here again, verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Excuse me. So notice, this was not just a one-time thing with Paul. This was his habit. Now, Paul's a pretty good guy to follow. Amen? He's the guy that said, why do we want to follow him? Because he said, I've run my race. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Isn't that what we all want to say? At the end of all things, at the end of our time here on this earth, that's just but a vapor of smoke. That's just but like the grass that burns and tomorrow's not. But our time on this earth, we want to have finished our race. We want to have kept the faith. We want to have run our course. Amen? And then like Paul said, but I've got a desire to depart and be with Christ, but yet to stay here is more needful for you. So he said, I'm not going to make it about myself. I'm going to stay here and keep giving thanks for you. I'm going to stay here because it's more needful for you. Thanksgiving to God and for people gets me off of my mind and gets me on the Lord and what he wants me to do. All right, look here at same book, chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Again, these aren't new things. These are things that we've seen and been preached here before. But just to remind ourselves at these times, to remain thankful. You know, those of us that have children and grandchildren, you know, it's just sometimes, you know, you want to teach our children the common courtesy of telling people thank you. Amen. You know, sometimes, and it's not the children's fault because they don't know any better, but excuse me, sometimes if we're not careful, we get to the place where we think people owe us something. Right? And we deserve this or we deserve that. Amen. Get up. People don't realize how hot these lights are. I know Pastor and all did. I get up here and I get hot and my throat's getting scratchy on me, but I'm all right. Anybody else need a drink? I'll take one for you. You ready? You feel better, Johnny? I'm feeling helped right there. Okay, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. Ephesians said for everything. Here it says in everything. How about right in the midst of it? I don't care what's going on. Didn't say give thanks for what, but give thanks. You can always thank God, right? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. I just think we want to end tonight, but let's just take a little time and go to God in the prayer of thanksgiving and praise and just thank Him. Just thank Him. Hallelujah. If you can't thank Him for anything else, thank Him that you're going to get out on time tonight. All right? If you can't thank Him for anything else, glory to God. You know, all day long, I've had this little song. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight and bless you, holy name. Blessed are you, God. We give you thanks. Father, I thank you for this church, for Rhema Bible Church. Thank you for our pastors, Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. I thank you, Father God, for them, for their leadership and the gospel that they preached to us. I thank you, Father God, for this pastoral staff that we have here and being able to work with them and how they worked, how we all work together. And Father, thank you for this congregation. What a great, great, great congregation this is. To me, Father, it's the best in the whole world. I thank you, Father God, for each and every one of them. I thank you for our ushers. I thank you for our sound technicians. I thank you for our parking lot attendants. I thank you, Lord God, and give you thanks for all of our children's ministers, all of our youth workers and youth leaders, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everybody that we don't see that's behind the scenes, that's working, Father God, in our production up here in the Father God of the service, and all the planning and all the time that's spent to practice all the different things that go into it. Father, thank you for each and every one, Father God, who gives and helps support this church, Father God, so that we can be the mother church to churches and pastors and schools all over the world, Father God. Father, I thank you for now the over 100,000 Rhema Bible College graduates around the world, as graduations have been taking place all over in South America, Father God, and in the islands, Father God, in different places in Kenya, different places, Father God, in Europe, all over have graduations taking place. 100,000 strong now, Father God, an army of God, hallelujah, full of faith, full of the word of God, going to change, Father God, going to be a part of this last day move that's going to see Jesus come back. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Father God. Oh, you're so good. You're so good, Father. We thank you and we praise you. We honor you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for meeting every one of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for redeeming us by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you've made us more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you, Father God, that you've always caused us to have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless you in this place, Lord. We give you thanks. Only you deserve all of our thanksgiving, Father God. Thank you for that we have an eternal home with you, a blessed hope, eternity with you, Father, that we can thank you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you glory and honor in this place. Hallelujah. Glory and honor in this place. Glory and honor. Let's all stand up together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight, you might need prayer. You may not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I know we didn't have any first-time guests, I don't think, but you might be here tonight. Maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe just something you need to talk to somebody that'll share the Word of God with you. Our prayer team's up here. Our ladies are on my right, your left. The men are on my left and your right. And just here in just a moment, as we dismiss the service, I ask you to come on down and meet with them. They'll share the Word of God, pray according to the Word of God. Because how many of you know that's where answers come from? From God's holy word. Amen. Praise the Lord.